Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I thought the studio just got a little bit brighter. Nicole Sclafani has been on her honeymoon in northern Italy. Want to welcome her back. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a whirlwind trip to get back here, but I'm kind of happy to be back.
And you just got back, right?
We did, yeah, Monday. So I'm a little jet lagged, but, you know, it is well worth it.
All right. Very quickly, the highlight was?
The highlight, there was a lot of highlights, but I really loved Florence. We spent a lot of time in Florence, and I probably could just eat a panini, drink a coffee, and look at people on the street for about 3 hours. It was like a walking fashion show. It was really, really great. Beautiful people in Italy.
Well, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she did a lot of walking because she told me how much she's eaten.
A lot.
And she doesn't look like you gained an ounce, so that's terrific, too. Want to talk a little bit about some of the things going on in this community and holidays are always big. Halloween is getting bigger and bigger.
They are upon us. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
It's just a great time of year. Not only is it fall, you know, it's just, it's really fun to get dressed up and to, you know, to see kids start getting dressed up too. And adults can have some Halloween parties and they're fun.
Right.
So it's just a fun time of year, I think, for everybody. Not just to celebrate fall, but just to kind of, you know, get scared, watch scary movies and, you know.
In terms of the rituals of trick or treat, people coming to the door and costumes, what can you tell us about that?
Well, I think there's some things that maybe parents need to know about who is who the who's who of who's coming to your door.
Okay.
According to the Seattle Times, I kind of picked some of the top costumes that you probably might see.
Should recognize.
Number one, especially if they're a tween by any means, it's going to be Twilight from the Twilight Saga Eclipse. Many fans have been dying to dress up as Edward Cullen, Bella Swan, and Jacob Black. Those are the three big ones from Twilight that you're going to have to. Pretty much, they're just going to look like pale vampires. Or if you're Bella, I guess you're just dark hair. I'm not sure. I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of kids come to the door looking like this, and I'll just have to ask them. But you just smile and nod.
Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, we do. We get a bunch. We're in a big subdivision kind of out in the country. So I think everybody comes in that's out in the country and comes here and then trick-or-treat because it's a really safe neighborhood. So it's really fun. Lady Gaga is another one. I'm not quite sure how a teen could maybe pull this off, but she did have... if you remember her outfit for the award show earlier this year with the meat dress, it was raw meat she actually wore. So I have a feeling you're probably going to see a lot of Lady Gaga, a lot of glitter going on.
You know, I've found that a lot more people seem to be dressing up to give the candy or whatever else it is to. So they feel like they're getting into the whole thing themselves.
Oh, we do, totally. We just try to scare them. Completely. We put the music on. You know, we know a lot of the parents in the neighborhood, so we kind of give a nod, but it's just really fun just to dress up and kind of, you know, scare them when they come to the door too.
What about parents going with their kids?
Yeah. They need to they should definitely dress up, for sure.
Yeah. Well, how often do you find that you have kids come to the door and the parents have no idea where they are and they just show up a couple hours later as opposed to parents are either in a car, or they're down at the street
they're
with them somewhere.
You see them. I mean, at least in our community, I know you see them a lot. And I think the parents kind of, that's the fun thing, you know.
Right.
When I'm a parent, I think it's going to be fun to go with my kid to see them. You know, I guess if you're going to go with your, you know, young teenage daughter, that you know, they can go ahead of you a little bit as long as you're within view of them. But I see parents all together, whether they're in the car or they're down at the bottom of the street.
I had a picture, one of my favorites, of us as a family sitting on the porch, and we're all in costume, and I was a clown. And a couple of my friends looked at that and said, "Why didn't you dress up?"
Oh. You know?
But in terms of...
Clowns are scary.
They can be for kids, can't they?
Yeah, for adults, too.
What about Halloween parties for adults?
Yeah.
Costume parties.
Oh, there's some great ideas, too. Lady Gaga would probably be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
The cast of True Blood. I'm not sure if you got into that, but I'm a huge Truby. It's an HBO show of vampires.
Okay.
So there's a ton of characters there. The Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
If you're into that, you could be Snooki. You could probably be the situation.
I would have a hard time pulling that off.
There's outfits out there that can make you look pretty posh. So Harry Potter, Mad Men. Mad Men is
Mad
a great,
Men.
great series, and it's inspiring a lot of Halloween costumes.
Really?
And Lost is a big one, too. People who want to be members of the Castaways on the hit series Lost.
Okay.
So there's a whole bunch of different ideas out there, and I'm sure maybe a lot of adults will be dressing up as Twilight.
So do you normally have a Halloween party that you go to or that you throw? Or that
Sometimes we've thrown them. I think with the wedding and stuff, we said we're just going to go to someone else's this year.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, of course, till about – trick-or-treaters go out early now. So they're done probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish or so.
Yeah.
And so by that time, you know, the parents can get together, adults can get together. And I don't know. I'm in between Sookie of True Blood and Snooki of the Jersey Shore. So I don't know quite yet
just
what I'm
going to be. Just a one-letter typo in there somewhere.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Or Mad Men. I don't know. Mad Men has some beautiful costumes, and it would be fun to dress up like that.
What about some of the festivals we have going on?
We have a lot of festivals going on. But one thing that I think what I looked into a little bit, you know, there's a whole bunch of festivals. You know, you can go to Uncle John's Cider Mill. You can go to Boo at the Zoo.
Right.
There's a lot of great festivals out there. But I looked into haunted houses.
Okay.
Even though I fear haunted houses so bad.
Oh, really?
Completely, ever since I was a child. Even now, they completely scare me. I have to just stand right next to someone. It's awful experience. But from my experience and from other people's experience, I got the best bang for your buck where you should go.
Okay.
So starting from number four, I went to this last week just to kind of see how it was coming together. They hosted the Lansing Lowdown for me, Lansing JC's Monster Mayhem in the Jolly Cedar Plaza. That's going on. It's about 4,000 square feet of terror, they call it.
Mm.
But it's kind of, I could take that terror. That's a good terror. And it's only $10. You can print out a coupon at lansingjcs.org. You get $2 off. It's a good deal. That's what I can do. What is probably would scare me a lot, but my friends have said you must go to this. It's the Slaughterhouse Adventure and Grand River Corn Maze in Fowlerville.
Okay.
Apparently it's been closed for 5 years, but it's back.
Ooh.
And it has a little warning that says, you know, for those with heart problems or those under 12, do not come. Half a mile of terror. So I think I would probably stay away from that. Also, Jackson's Underworld in Jackson. That's frightening. It's just Jackson's Underworld in Jackson. This must be a good one. Even though it's expensive, people have told me it's worth it.
How much
$15
is it?
It's like going to a concert on Thursday and Saturday, or $20 on Friday night. So.
Okay.
Crazy, yeah. And also the Haunted House and Hayride at Sundance Riding Stables.
Oh,
that just scares me because I think it's just out with the with trees and just hearing that at night and it's cold and I just can't do it.
Rustling.
And that's $10 for Hayride and $7 for to go into the Haunted House.
Yeah.
So there are some good deals on there. Those are the top ones.
You're not going to be walking around cemeteries, I take it.
I will not, no.
Okay. I want to mention Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he's coming.
How about that?
He's coming the 26th. Ugh. I love him. I'm sure everyone loves him, but he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And
talk about standing the test of time, huh?
That too. Some people can say maybe you don't quite understand him anymore because I did see him live a couple of years ago.
Right.
And it was a little dicey, but it's Bob Dylan. You know, you're in the presence of Bob Dylan. You just got to.
Well, that's part of Bob Dylan.
Exactly. You're not going to fight that.
So
no way. So he's coming October 26th to the MSU Auditorium. And that should be a really great venue, too, because it's kind of smaller than a normal venue. I've seen him in baseball stadiums.
Right.
This will be really intimate, actually, in East Lansing.
We have about 20 seconds left. Tell us about LCC-TV and some exciting news.
Some exciting news. Just check out our website, lcc.edu/TV. We have some new shows coming up, Connections, which is a show about LCC in the community, and also our weekly show, Double Jump, on video games. It's an intellectual but entertaining look at video games in Lansing.
Nicole Sclafani, check out Lansing Lowdown. She does a great job, general manager of LCC-TV. Great to have you back.
Thank you. You too.